O God, our Creator, our Redeemer, and our Sustainer. Thank you for blessing us, loving us, holding us, and guiding us each and every day of our lives. Amen. Many of us in this congregation have long been fascinated with numbers. My favorite number is 3. Perhaps because my full name is Henry Grady Gatlin III, I see the number 3 everywhere. I'm a diehard baseball fan and was born knowing that there are 3 outs in an inning, 3 strikes and you're out, and if the other team is at bat, there is nothing sweeter than hearing the phrase, 3 up and 3 down. Horse racing has the triple crown and trifecta. In basketball, there's nothing like making a 3-pointer. And in football, a field goal is worth 3 points, and a touchdown is worth 3 plus 3. Some of us grew up with the story, the 3 little pigs, and laughed at the 3 stooges. The genie doesn't give you 2 or 4 wishes. The genie gives you 3 wishes. Then here's that question for the ages. Why do events sometimes seem to happen in threes? We often look at life in 3 separate ways, past, present, and future. And this sermon will have 3 distinct parts, the beginning, the middle, and the end. We also find the number 3 throughout the Bible. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are the 3 patriarchs of the Old Testament. When Abraham welcomed the 3 strangers, he later found out that he had hosted God. Jonah spent 3 days and nights in the belly of the whale. Jesus' ministry lasted 3 years. In the wilderness, Jesus was tempted 3 times by Satan. And before the cock crowed, Peter denied Jesus 3 times. And of course, Jesus rose on the 3rd day. In our family lore, my father-in-law Howard was born on the same day as his father and the same day his parents were married, which in our household has long been known as a triple special day. Today is a triple special day for us at St. Francis. It's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. It's the Reverend Jude Lyon's first time serving as an ordained deacon at our parish. What a blessing. And last but not least, today is Trinity Sunday, when we honor and give thanks for the 3 ways in which we experience the sacred mystery of God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God our Creator, God our Redeemer, and God our Sustainer. 3 in 1. While this is the 3rd time I preached on Father's Day, I have never preached on Trinity Sunday until today. Many of my lay and clergy friends consider this sermon to be a true challenge. When I told my lay preaching cohort, Peter Marshall, who has preached twice on Trinity Sunday, that I was preaching today, he gave me a sly grin and wished me luck. Our associate rector, Peter, told me that explaining the Trinity by using the Neapolitan ice cream analogy had already been done from this pulpit and many pulpits worldwide. Peter couldn't resist adding that this analogy melts against a strong counter-argument. However, when I separately asked our parish secretary and longtime Episcopalian Mary how she would explain the Trinity, she immediately said, "It's like Neapolitan ice cream. There are 3 separate flavors that come together as one. Keep it simple." Whether we use an analogy or not, the fact remains that the Trinity is one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Our Book of Common Prayer states that there is one God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. That Jesus Christ is the only perfect image of the Father and shows us the nature of God. And that the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. God at work in the world and in the church even now. Personally, when it comes to the Trinity, I try not to think too hard. I accept the sacred mystery that God is three in one, even if I don't fully understand or even know all of the mechanics. I take comfort in the words of the Apostle Paul in his first letter to the Corinthians when he said, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know fully, just as I have also been fully known." In this life, we cannot expect to have all the answers, nor will we. But in life eternal, we shall see face to face, and we shall know fully. Or as my grandfather Pop, a longtime Methodist minister and chaplain in the United States Navy, said to me shortly before he died, "I've preached the gospel my whole adult life, and when I think of God's promise of what's to come, life everlasting, I get excited." In today's gospel, there is the mention of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But the focus of this scripture is not so much on understanding the Trinity, but on Jesus' ministry to his disciples. In this short passage, Jesus is seen once again preparing and teaching his disciples for life, and particularly for life without him. He reassures them that they will be okay, and he gives them hope for the future by promising them that the Spirit of truth will be with them, declaring the love of Jesus and his Father for each and every one of them. Yes, Jesus is ministering to his disciples, but he's also ministering to each of us. While Jesus' wise words apply to all of us, for me, I see clear parallels in today's gospel with the joy of being a parent. And on this, the third Sunday in June, specifically, a father. And I also see parallels with ordained ministry, specifically the sacred role of deacons. Let's start with the dads. Dads are called upon to prepare and teach their children how to live from the day they are born. They take care of them, reassure them, and guide them. They pray for them and protect them. And they teach them how to dream and to have hope and faith during both the good times and the challenging and difficult times in life. In today's epistle, the Apostle Paul says that we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us because, and here's the key, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. With the Holy Spirit in our hearts, we are never alone. The Holy Spirit helps us to be better people, to be better fathers. The Spirit helps to guide us as we are called to guide and love our children. As some of you may know, my wife Suzanne and I recently became grandparents. I always knew it would be cool to be a grandfather. I just didn't know it would be this cool. Our grandson Wesley was born a month early and weighed just under 5 pounds at birth. While there always is some concern with a baby born prematurely, the Holy Spirit filled Wesley's heart, his parents' heart, and ours, and others with God's love, reassurance, and hope. With God's constant help and love in their hearts, our daughter Katie and son-in-law Digger have become great parents, and it shows. 5 days after Wesley was born, they took Wesley to their pediatrician's office for a scheduled checkup. They met for the first time with the senior doctor in the practice, who said to them, "I can always tell within the first 2 minutes if the baby is going to be okay. And I know he's going to be okay. and it has nothing to do with the baby. With God's love in our hearts, we fully can be God's created ones. We can be great parents. We can be great mentors. We can be great fathers. And if so called, we can also be great deacons. First and foremost, our Book of Common Prayer states that the ministry of a deacon is to represent Christ in his church, particularly as a servant of those in need. 8 days ago, the Reverend Jude Lyons was ordained to the Sacred Order of Deacons and currently is serving as a transitional deacon. God willing, she'll be ordained to the Sacred Order of Priests in January 2020. While many in our church are called to be permanent deacons, Jude is called to be a priest. Still, the first part of her ministry will always embrace the call to be a deacon in the church, particularly as a servant to those in need. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus asked, "For who is greater, he who sits at the table or he who serves? Is it not he who sits at the table? Yet I am among you as the one who serves." Therefore, servant leadership in the name of Christ always will be the cornerstone of Jude's ministry as she serves those in need with a deacon's heart, preparing and teaching them for life, reassuring them, guiding them, and teaching them how to dream and to have hope and faith during both the good times and the challenging and difficult times in life. We are all called to be God's ministers to those in need. Whether we are ordained or laypersons, we are called to serve one another. And we do that with God's constant love in our hearts and by giving thanks for the three ways in which we experience the sacred mystery of God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. With God as our Creator, our Redeemer, and our Sustainer, three in one, every day of our lives is a triple special day. Amen.